And a very warm welcome to the Solara Casey Star podcast. And this is a podcast where we don't just talk about creating a better life. We don't just talk about manifesting. We do the inner work to become the version of ourselves that can actually hold it and enjoy it. For those of you that are new here, a very warm welcome. I am your guide in mindset, manifestation, and self-actualization. Today, we are going to be exploring something that might sound small, but actually reveals a whole lot about your energy, your psychology, and the way that you manifest. We're going to be talking about saving things for best. It'll become clearer what I mean by that too. I used to save things for best with everything. I used to get beautiful body creams for Christmas or my birthdays, and years later they would still be unopened. I guess I was scared that if I used these body creams, they would run out and I wouldn't get any more. Same would happen with nice outfits, with nice lingerie. I would always save it for that special occasion, but that special occasion that rarely came. So they would quite often just sit in my drawer or in my wardrobe for years and years. Even a soft, cuddly blanket that I may have been gifted. I wouldn't want it to not be soft and cuddly anymore. And if I didn't have that, or if I used it and wore it out, I wouldn't get another one. So I better keep it folded up neatly in my chest of drawers instead of actually wrapping myself up all warm and cozy in it. And the irony with this, like the creams, by the time that I finally went to use some of these things, they'd either gone off, gone out of fashion, or I completely missed the chance to enjoy them in some way or another. Where is it that you are doing this in your own life? Maybe it's that bottle of champagne that you've been gifted, you're waiting to open, waiting for the right occasion, or the expensive aftershave or perfume that you've never touched. Because you're scared if you do, it might run out, you won't get another. Or perhaps even the posh tableware that's gathering dust because you're waiting for the right moment. So why does this happen? Why do we do this? I've come to understand from my own journey, but working with many people over the years, it comes from a scarcity programming. Because deep down, we don't believe that any more is coming. Of course, this is often rooted in some kind of childhood conditioning. You know, messages like, oh, you know, save it for a rainy day, or, you know, save it for best, you don't want to ruin it. Or it could be unworthiness. You know, part feels like we don't really deserve to enjoy in this moment. We don't deserve to enjoy it yet. So we push the joy into the future, telling ourselves that we'll use it perhaps when we've earned it. But of course, we also fear losing it. This is part of the scarcity mindset. I mean, what if it runs out? What if it's ruined? So we cling to it instead because we don't trust that more will come our way. Sometimes for some people, one client I work with, it was all about perfectionism, wanting to keep things pristine, wanting to keep things untouched. Because if it did get messy or broken or became imperfect or some way, it would ruin the experience. But it was the experience that we weren't experiencing anyway. And what happens with this? We don't only end up with a scarcity mindset or vibration, but we end up in this waiting energy. It's like we're in this keeping ourselves waiting to experience abundance, waiting to experience opulence, waiting to experience joy, waiting for life to finally give us permission. And we don't need to do that anymore. Because here's the thing, saving things for best doesn't just postpone your enjoyment, it postpones your abundance, your prosperity. It postpones you receiving and enjoying and experiencing joy. So the abundance, the health, the wealth, the laughter, the love, the joy, they all vibrate at these higher frequencies. And what we're basically doing is we're delaying ourselves experiencing those. Why? When we can just experience them now. And you'll see, more will come. It always does. The universe is our constant supply, always. So it's a bit like a chicken and egg situation. You want to manifest more, but you don't use what you already have because you're afraid that it won't be replaced. Yet the act of using it is exactly what activates more. It's interesting, isn't it? I didn't realize this was going on for me for years. So this is how you collapse timelines by embodying the energy of your future self right now. So when you light that beautiful candle that you know cost a lot of money, or you wear the dress or the suit, or you open the champagne, or you use the cream, you're not just enjoying a thing, you're stepping into a frequency. You're closing the gap between who you desire to become and who you are today. How exciting is that? And your subconscious mind, by the way, is absorbing all of this quietly in the background. So your environment is like a 3D living vision board. Every shelf, every drawer, every object tells your subconscious mind a story about who you are right now. And if everything is tucked away, saved for best, your subconscious hears, I'm not there yet. I can't have it yet. But when you actually use those things, your subconscious hears, this is who I am. This is my new normal. I have made it. And that's when manifestation begins to click into place. Because you're not just calling in abundance. You're showing yourself and the universe that you already have it and that you can hold it. So how do you shift this in real life? I'm going to give you a bit of an upgrade ritual now. I want you to think about one thing that you've been saving for best and use it, whether it's today, tomorrow, but definitely this week. And as you do, set an intention. I am abundant now. I am worthy now. And there's always more where this came from. So just spraying that perfume or drinking that champagne or adorning your body in that lovely rich cream, you are declaring that you have already collapsed that timeline and you are there right now. How exciting is that? And so simple to do as well. You could also do the drawer test. So what you could do is open a drawer, a cupboard, and ask yourself, does this reflect scarcity or does this reflect abundance? And from that, you can bring one of those saved items into daily use because you can allow every day to be abundant, every day to activate the timeline of the version of you that lives and breathes this perpetually and endlessly and knows the universe is a constant supply. So by using the cream, another one comes in. By wearing the shirt, another one can be afforded after that one goes. It's so exciting. So drink your cup of tea in that fancy cup. Put on that special lingerie and make it a daily practice until it feels absolutely normal. And you can have lovely little micro mantras. So every single time you use something special, you can either set your intention or you can affirm, this is my new normal. I am worthy of abundance every single day. I'm worthy of everyday prosperity. This is my baseline. The universe replenishes me endlessly. I am a trust fund baby of the universe. Everything I want, need, and desire comes to me in the perfect time and space sequence. And start training your mind and your body for opulence by the things that are already in your reality. And you can anchor in some gratitude. The universe always loves a bit of gratitude because remember, a grateful heart always invites more to be grateful for. So before you use the item, you can pause. You can say thank you. Thank you for activating this higher timeline. Thank you for resetting my abundance and prosperity codes within me. Gratitude shifts the energy from fear of loss to joy of receiving. So your invitation, my friends, stop saving things for best. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. Stop postponing your own abundance and prosperity. It's available to you right now because every single time you let yourself use and enjoy what you already have, you're not just treating yourself. You're reprogramming your subconscious. You're upgrading your vibration. You're setting a new baseline and you're showing the universe that you are ready for more. If this episode landed with you and resonated with you today, I would love to hear. Send me a little picture on Instagram or email. Show me your upgrade. Show me what you've pulled out from the depths of your cupboard. Show me what you're now using as your baseline activation. I would absolutely love to hear from you. So tag me on Instagram at Solara K Star. Of course, if you enjoy this podcast and these episodes, I would love for you to share it with somebody who might need to hear this right now. Sometimes we just need one thing to snap us out of feeling down about ourselves in life and something that's fun and that can lift us up. Of course, if you want to go even deeper and work on a deeper, more one-to-one coaching level, email me, solara@solarastar.com. And I am also going to be working on releasing a guided meditation to match this. So keep an eye out for that, which you will be able to access via Insight Timer, which you'll find in the show notes. There is a link in the show notes for Insight Timer. And I'm going to be looking to record that within the next couple of days. It usually takes a week to show up on the actual platform. but I'm super, super looking to recording that for you. And I'm super excited for your new baseline and your upgrades as well. So remember, you deserve the best. The best is there ready and waiting for you. Go and claim it now. And I can't wait to hear about it. In the meantime, take care, and I will be back with you super soon. Bye for now.